AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Slug Douglas.
Happy Valentine's Day. This is our special episode, My Slimy Valentine, The Slug Life. And indeed, things are going to get a little sexy in this episode. For all you listeners out there. In fact, let's go ahead and cue up a little Barry White just to sort of set the mood here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as humans, we live in this world of human sexuality, and we have all this baggage attached to it, all these thoughts about what is appropriate, what is taboo, what is a little risque, you know. And that music playing in the background there, by the way, that was a little Barry White with Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, 1974 classic.
Or Can't Get Enough of That Slug Love, Babe.
Yeah, now you're talking.
Yeah.
With the slugs, the slug serves as an example of just how wild and diverse and, to humanize, hideous sexual reproduction really is.
In nature, and maybe how sanitized it is in humans.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a value judgment. I'll leave that for someone else to make.
But it just shows us how much human baggage we bring to the situation.
I'm going to tell you that some slug sex, in particular leopard slugs, and we'll talk more about them, kind of make human sex look a little milquetoast, a little vanilla.
Yeah. I will admit that as repulsed by slugs as I am, like I feel like this deep in my genes repulsion to them, not in my blue jeans, but in my actual genetic material. Like
mm-hmm.
there's a deep, like they're my ancestral enemy that I am avoiding because I know they will crush me.
You think you have ancestral memories.
Exactly.
Of slugs.
As repulsed as I am, I have to admit that there is something weirdly beautiful about it. If not beautiful, then at least elaborate. Like it's elaborately grotesque. It's grotesque in a way that it becomes almost art.
All right, so before we start talking about slug sex and all girding our loins for that, let's talk about slug anatomy. Because most slugs are hermaphrodites. They have both a penis and a genital opening, right?
Yes.
So when they have sex, they can both fertilize and are fertilized.
It's important to remember, too, that your common slug, its ancestor had a shell. It is descended from shelled gastropods. So if your rear end is in a shell, where do you think evolution has put all of your important bits? Right up there at the head. So it's from the head that the penis of a slug protrudes, right out the side, like a weird hat.
Yeah, and think, then, think about the anus being over there,
the
too.
The anus is over there, too. So so there's that.
And again, yes, this is because they are descended from snails.
Right. The genital orifice, everything, the mouth, everything has to be up front. It has to be front-loaded because the rear is back there in the shell, where Dr. Doolittle rides, if you are a fan of that movie. And really, knowing all this stuff about snails makes that even weirder.
So keep that in mind when we're talking about some of the configurations that these slugs make when they are engaging in their reproductive efforts. Because, again, all the business is pretty much over there on the head.
Yeah, face-to-face sex, because that's where it's two faces going at it.
All right.
In various ways, as we'll discuss.
Let's discuss one of the ways, one of the strategies that slugs approach reproduction. Stabbing.
Yes. Now, it's important to realize that what we're talking about here is sexual conflict between among these creatures. And this is the idea that you have individuals in a species, and they are competing with other individuals for mates. So they want to do whatever they can to ensure that their genetic material passes on and not the genetic material of rivals and other individuals that that their mate is mating with. So you see various methods in various animals where they use this. You see, for instance, there are sperm plugs, which you can look up, which it's about, I've got mine in there, so I'm just going to sort of block it up so that nothing else can get in there, too. You see barbed penises in various creatures, especially in insects. I've seen them referred to as torture phalluses. If you want to hear more about that, check out our episode that we did on the penis and the evolution of the penis. You see a lot of sexual competition, evolution trying to game this scenario so that the mating creature has the advantage over all the other creatures that are mating with its mate.
I'm glad you queued that up because I think that it's important to keep this in mind when you think about slugs and what seems sort of rough dealings with reproduction. And, of course, that's anthropomorphizing them. But we can't help to. But thinking of it in that context, I think, helps you to better understand why it is maybe as dire seeming as it is.
Yeah.
Or
I mean, it's a
violent.
It's a brutal game with high stakes. The stakes are high. They couldn't be any higher because ultimately the genetic mission of this creature and any creature is to pass its genes on.
Yeah. So let's look at the sea slug.
Yes.
All right. According to IO9 author Robert T. Gonzalez, sex is initiated when one slug uses a syringe-like organ to gore its partner. That's where the stabbing comes in.
Yes. And you see the same activity in a number of air-breathing land snails and slugs as well. So this is not particular to sea slugs.
Right. But in this particular instance, you've got that syringe-like organ goring its partner and injecting prostate fluid into its body. And then they mate a second time, this time with one slug inserting its penis into the partner's genital opening that they made through the stabbing. So these are two separate acts. Basically, one is shanking and the other is sexing.
Yeah. I mean, the way I like to think of it is the final knife fight in Dune between Paul Atreides and the Harkonnen kid played by Sting in the movie. You know, it's this vicious fight when they have to counter each other's shields with their slow-moving daggers. And at least one of the daggers is poisoned, if I recall. So it's that kind of situation. There's kind of it's like they're making love to each other, these snails, these slugs, but they're also trying to stab each other. It's often described by biologists as ultimately a joust, a sword fight, because whoever gets their love dart, which is the term that's often used for it, whoever gets their love dart into their mate, they're going to increase the odds that their sperm is going to be victorious inside of that mate.
That's right. And, you know, it is said that most slugs would probably prefer to be the shanker rather than the shanky. Evolutionary biologist Rolanda Lang describes the penis thusly. The penis bears 4 to 5 large hook-shaped spines at its base and a crown of 20 to 30 minute fine-pointed spines at its tip, which are spread like an anchor during mating. So there's still a question as to why slugs would allow themselves to be penetrated beyond the amount needed to get the stores of sperm, because this happens, right? They get the stores of sperm that they need, but they still engage in this, what we think of as a very vicious act. And it doesn't really increase the reproductive fitness to do it. But they still engage in it. So the idea is that perhaps the injections of prostate fluid might include nutrients that benefit the stab slug. So it's a bit of a trade-off there.
Yeah, and there was this old idea that the love dart was injecting calcium into the mate and therefore giving it a gift, kind of a dowry, and saying, here's some calcium. Use this to create the eggs that we have created together. But they've kind of shied away from that, going more in this hormonal direction, that it's enabling this better chance of survival for the stabber's sperm.
Again, reproductive fitness being the most important thing there.
And just as you described the penis in pretty horrific terms, the love darts, which are also called gypsobellums, they vary a great deal as well. You can find images of these, and they look like varying cruel harpoons. And they're made of different substances. Sometimes it's calcium carbonate. Sometimes it's chitin. Various shapes and sizes. And they can also vary between 1 and 30 millimeters in length. Sometimes it's more of a just kind of a stab in the side, like a prison shiving. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the love dart goes all the way through the mated slug. It's pretty fascinating. We call it a love dart in English, but in Germany they call it a Liebesfeil or love arrow. And there are some people that that argue that the idea of Cupid and his arrow is ultimately inspired by the love dart. Even though the love dart again is just a stabbing, more of a lance or a dagger in the side, rather than anything that is actually a projectile.
Yeah, and they do come in various shapes. Some look like spears. I thought one actually did look like a graboid as well.
Yeah.
So it sort of depends on the species.
And most, some have just one dart sac. Some have more than one. And then after they have used it, it takes a while to grow it back, to reload the gun, as it were.
All right, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we are going to talk about the love lives of leopard slugs, and you really don't want to miss this.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles in a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, we're back. Leopard slugs. Now,
cue the Barry White.
Yeah, cue the Barry White again. The leopard slugs, they really make a show. They're really about putting on a show of their love for anyone who may be able to watch and stomach this nonsense.
Yeah, all right. Imagine these leopard slugs. They're nocturnal. They're grayish yellow with mottled black spots, hence the name leopard slugs. They measure about 4 inches long. Let's say that they're cruising through the forest. They pick up a scent in another slug's trail
that says... Yeah, they read the love poem in that slug slime.
Yeah, it says, come on, baby. Yeah. I don't know. Is that Barry White enough?
Yeah, that's Barry White enough.
And so they follow it. They find this other slug, and they stalk each other in a circle, again, using their scent trails. And then they say, hey, let's take this up to a more private area. They go up a tree. They find a nice little tree branch. And that's when things start to get a little bit weird. They begin to intertwine. It's quite beautiful. And as they are intertwining, they form a rope of mucus.
Yes.
That comes down Cirque du Soleil-like.
Yes.
Imagine this. Rope of mucus extending from the branch. And then they continue intertwining together. And they're suspended like that for a little while in this gooey embrace. Now,
then the penises come out.
That's right. I was going to say, if that's not...
Out of the side of their head.
The side of their head, their penises are basically emerging, and they begin to glow blue.
Yeah, and these are large phalluses, comparatively. Like, for a human, it would be like a baby's arm coming out of the side of your head. Or no, larger than a baby's arm, like an eight-year-old's arm.
Okay, so now I have to say I'm a little bit... grossed out right now that you used that analogy, but it's effective to give you some idea of scale. So then these head-placed penises begin to execute the same intertwining configuration, right? This embrace, and you see this glowing blue penises entwined and moving until they bloom into a pulsating blue flower-like globe that's translucent.
Yes, it's really alien and oddly beautiful to behold. It's really weird.
Now, the reason that they're doing this big light show, this big Cirque du Soleil, hey, look at us, you know, intertwined, getting it on, is that they're passing sperm to and fro in that sort of flower configuration.
Yeah, because, again, they're hermaphrodites. They're both male and female.
And it's just amazing because, I mean, yeah, this is the attempt to fertilize each other. And it's amazing because it looks like this Cholula sculpture, right?
It does.
This glass-blown sculpture that's happening before your eyes. But my favorite part of this is that you have this entirely intricate, beautiful, disgusting display of reproductive fitness. And then there's just this unceremonious drop of one of them plop onto the forest floor. Like, you would think that they would have come up with a more elegant way to end it. But it's quite a sight to behold. If you want to see it yourself, check out IO9, Sex Life of Leopard Slugs.
Yeah, I believe they're embedding a video created by Discovery and BBC.
Mm-hmm. Attenborough narrates it.
And you want Attenborough narrating anything in the natural world, but especially slugs doing it.
Yeah, because he's got that great wink, wink, nudge, nudge with his voice that he does.
Yeah.
So imagine it applied to this scene of beauty before you.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, that's where it ends, right? Maybe this, and we're generalizing the entire vast buffet of slug sex in this, but you begin with a little gentle stabbing. Then you go up into the trees and you intertwine and you intertwine penises and create a glowing flower and swap sperm. And you think, well, then you're done, right? Not necessarily, because in some slugs you see something that we call apophilation, which is maybe not as sexy as it sounds. This is when one slug chews the other's penis off, and occasionally will chew its own penis off.
And swallow it,
yeah.
That's auto-apophilation.
Auto-apophilation, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what is all this sexual cannibalism? What is it about, right? Because we've talked about sexual cannibalism before, where you have the female will eat the male or part of the male following mating. Sometimes because, hey, the male was only there to mate, and then once he's done, there's no sense keeping him around. Might as well make a meal out of him.
Right. Female orb spiders, right?
Right. In this case, though, these are hermaphrodites. So what's going on here?
Well, these banana slugs in particular, of course called banana slugs because of their yellow color and their occasional black spots. They're not entirely sure why the chewing is going on. But let me just kind of give you a little bit of information about these guys. They are the second largest slug in the world. So imagine that. Imagine that when you start to talk about the slug penis, which is usually the length of the slug itself. It is also the official mascot of the University of California, Santa Cruz.
Really? Really? They're the banana slugs?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I assume they don't have a sports program. Like, this has to be just like chess club or something.
Or
mild sport. I just can't imagine like a football mascot as a banana slug. I mean, it's better than a dog, I guess, but.
I mean, it would inspire fear in the competitor, right? Like, I'm going to chew your penis off.
Yeah, if they really went all out with it, I guess it would work, yeah.
Yeah. Its scientific name is Dalek phallus, which means long penis. So what we find when we look at slugs getting it on is that, again, they find each other via the chemical traces in their slime trail. They make a bed of slime to cuddle on, essentially. There's some head waving. They get very close to each other, and then they begin to – actually, when I say they get close together, they're in a yin-yang configuration. Mm-hmm. Then they begin to gently bite genital openings of each other. So what happens next is their penises spring out from their heads, and they insert the penises in the nearby genital slits, and then intercourse lasts for hours. And then with their multiple pairs of teeth known as the radula, sometimes one or both of the slugs gnaws the penis off the other. This is that apophilation.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There's still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
So the idea at first was that they were doing this because the penis was getting stuck. And
I ran across that theory.
Yeah.
That they're intertwined. It's like, how do we get out of this? Well, we could bite through these penises. And then they do. But what we're really getting down to ultimately is, again, sexual conflict, right?
Yes, because it's not about that. Because actually what happens is that the penis, when it is not erect, that's not a problem for it to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, imagine this penis again is the length of the actual banana slug itself. So they do think it has to do with this idea of, okay, well, I'm going to chew your penis off, and I'm going to ensure that my sperm from now on is the main deal out there. I'm going to remove you from the playing field.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it comes down to sexual conflict because every slug is both male and female. But then after the mating's done, yeah, if you can bite the penis off of the other slug, then you have taken a male competitor out of the game while leaving a perfectly functional female slug out there for public use. So
it's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah.
Now I saw one of the videos that had the case of autoapophilation.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was a situation where the slug engaged in sex and then they went off without chewing penises off, because sometimes that happens. Like sometimes there's no penis chewing off. And when a penis is chewed off, again, it's still a perfectly functional female slug. So it really doesn't care. It's kind of like, all right, you got me, but I'm going to go on carry out my business now. But in this one example they were looking at, the slug had survived, its penis was still intact, but it had not retracted. And so the slug just turned and bit it off and ate it down. So they really weren't sure what to make of that. But maybe there was something malfunctioning there. It decided, well, I'm not just going to walk around with this thing sticking out the side of my head. I look kind of stupid. I better eat it.
Do you think slugs could experience phantom limb?
I get the impression they don't. I get the impression they don't really think that hard about it, you know? Ultimately, you got me. All right, good on you. You ate my penis off, but I'm still a functional female slug. I'm a hermaphrodite, for goodness sake, so.
That's right. They can still engage in the act.
Yeah. And do, so.
Indeed. All right, I mean, guys, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You know, maybe you're going to go to an intimate dinner with your loved one tonight.
And this is what you will talk about.
Maybe you're going to an anti-Valentine's Day party.
Yeah.
And this is also what you'll talk about, right?
Yeah. If there's a computer there, look up some YouTube clips of this stuff, and we'll try to include them on the blog post that accompanies this this episode, so you can queue them up and just sit back and enjoy some good times. You know, play some Barry White in the background. Watch these slugs and snails stab each other with their love darts. Watch them make love on a tendril of slime. Watch them eat each other's penises off to keep them from doing anything behind their back and cheating on them.
So, or not, that last part. You don't have to do that.
No, don't do it. I'm just saying you can watch it happen.
No, that's what I mean. You don't have to.
No,
if you're not into the penis chewing watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes, but do not imitate any of this stuff, except for maybe the, if you want to try doing it in slime.
I think the Cirque du Soleil thing is lovely.
Yes.
Really.
But you're going to have a hard time getting polymers that are going to be that sticky that you can suspend yourself from.
Some of you working in the lab, though, you might be able to get a source or two.
Yeah, slime has, as we discussed in our last episode, slime has a number of purposes. And if you want to know more about slime, do check out that episode, Trilogy of Slime, and you'll learn all about the various properties. Because slime is ultimately, it's about moving around, it's about locomotion, it's about communication, it's about defense, it's about offense. It is about protecting an organism against parasites and pathogens. It's really a remarkable substance.
And sometimes it is the backdrop for love.
Yes,
and slugs.
For love and slugs. All right, well, I'm going to read a quick bit of listener mail here, if we'll call the robot over. All right, this one comes to us from Eric, and this one's kind of suitable for a kind of a sexy episode. This is a response to our undercover cops episode about what happens when we layer our lives in fiction and what that does to our perceptions of self and reality. Eric says, I have a friend who is a female police officer who works undercover from time to time, primarily as a street prostitute. She gets very into her role and is quite convincing. She told me once, shortly after she started doing this work, a car with a very familiar face stopped to talk to her. She was horrified to realize it was her favorite teacher from when she was in high school. She told me she felt physically ill when she realized she was going to have to bust him, likely destroying his career. She was relieved when he told her that she was way too smart to be doing this and begged her to let him help her. He even remembered she'd wanted to be a cop. When she realized he wanted to help her get off the streets, cleaned up, she was happy to tell him that she was a cop working undercover. I don't think she has any trouble letting her prostitute self take over, as she only does this for a few hours a month. She did tell me it's a lot of fun, but I think she is slightly crazy, Eric. So there you go, a little insight into the double life of an undercover vice officer. It's always interesting. It's always an area that has fascinated me.
I can't imagine how you wouldn't be a little bit crazy from having that kind of job. I think all of us are various amounts of nuts and craziness, and that's what makes us human. But yeah, trying to keep that up day after day would be very difficult.
Yeah, because it seems like you've got to be the type of crazy to where you can just turn it on and off and it doesn't bother you, or you got to be the kind of crazy where it does kind of bother you a little because you've so become the role that you're taking on. So anyway, thanks, Eric. That was really interesting to hear about. So if you have any time left in your Valentine's and you want to talk to us online, want to maybe share with us how the how your Valentine's dinner went when you brought up the sex life of slugs, then you can find us on Facebook and Tumblr. We are Stuff to Blow Your Mind on both of those. And we also have the Twitter feed, Blow the Mind.
And you can always drop us a line at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.